Unit 1.
Because of its vast size, China's weather varies a great deal from north to south, east to west. From the subarctic in the northeast to the subtropical in parts of Yunnan province in the southwest, China covers several climate zones. The three northeastern provinces, Heilongjiang, Jilin, and Liaoning, are bitterly cold in the winter, with temperatures often dipping to minus 40 degrees Fahrenheit. The nation's capital, Beijing, receives a fair amount of snow, although heavy storms and blizzards are rare. To escape the winter weather, tourists flock to the warm, sandy beaches of Hainan Island in the South China Sea. Shishuangbanna in Yunnan is another popular winter destination for those who wish to escape the cold. Summer is the rainiest season in China. From mid-June to mid-July, much of the lower Yangtze River Valley is shrouded in rain. Sea resorts like Qingdao and Beidaihe in the north, and mountainous regions like Putuoshan and Lushan in the south, provide relief from the stifling heat and humidity. Spring and autumn are probably the best times to visit China. Throughout much of the country, the skies are clear, with daytime temperatures hovering between 60 and 80 degrees Fahrenheit. However, Beijing, which used to be famous for its clear, azure-blue autumnal skies, now suffers from smog and air pollution. In addition, every spring the winds from the Gobi Desert bring heavy sandstorms from the north. Although the government has mounted a massive campaign to reforest northern and northwestern China, Beijing is still a dust bowl from March to May. It is not unusual to see women cover their heads and faces with silk scarves for protection. Types of tea. Tea is the most popular non-alcoholic beverage in China. There are four types: green tea, black tea, oolong tea, and the very rare white tea. The differences among the first three lie not in the type of plant, but in the way the leaves are processed. Green tea is the most common. It is produced from freshly picked unfermented tea leaves, which are first steamed, then dried over a charcoal fire. The most famous green tea in China is known as Dragon Well and is grown on the hillsides of Hangzhou. Black tea, which the Chinese call red tea, is made from fermented tea leaves, which explains its darker color. The leaves are first allowed to wither or dry in bamboo trays. Next, they are rolled and sifted. This process bruises the leaves, thus encouraging fermentation. With oxidation, the leaves turn even darker in color and acquire a recognizable tea odor. When the leaves have fermented to the desired level, they are roasted to stop fermentation and to destroy bacteria. Oolong tea is partially fermented, making it halfway between black and green tea in flavor. Once the edges of the leaves turn brown, the fermentation process is stopped by roasting the leaves in a pan. White tea is made from the buds of a very rare type of tea plant. The tea, which is harvested for only a few days a year, is very subtle in flavor. In addition to these four kinds of tea, there are multiple variations, including scented teas. To produce these, dried flowers are added to green and oolong teas. The most popular of the scented teas is jasmine.